This is St. Louis Public Radio. As energy from coal falls out of favor, more plants across Illinois will shut down. The state has 23 of these power stations, and half are already closed. They're now starting to be demolished, but St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports environmentalists worry because there aren't clear rules for how an old coal plant should be taken down.
Tony Oplett first noticed the Wood River Power Station in East Alton was being taken apart in the fall of 2019. The Edwardsville resident chairs the Metro East Green Alliance, a local group focused on environmental issues. She says she was curious about the demolition, but struggled to obtain details from the property's new owner, Commercial Liability Partners.
Finally, after about the fifth email, I got a response. And that response said, "We're doing everything we're supposed to do. Thank you very much." They would never meet with us. They would never talk to us.
A spokesperson for Commercial Liability Partners says the company will follow all current safety regulations. Oplett's curiosity about the demolition here quickly turned into fear after another one of Illinois' shuttered coal power plants came down in April 2020. A smokestack implosion at the Crawford Coal Plant in Chicago shot a thick cloud of dust over the city's Little Village neighborhood, a working-class community mostly made up of Mexican and Central American immigrant families. Edith Tovar is a community organizer with the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization, or ELVEJO.
A lot of our departments within our city was reassuring us that, you know, all the right precautions were taken, yet there were zero water tanks on site to try to diminish the cloud of dust from traveling that far.
Experts say that dust can carry mercury, arsenic, and other heavy metal byproducts that come from burning coal. Tovar says the demolition was traumatic for those around the neighborhood, especially because residents were already coping with the stress from coronavirus lockdowns. Just like Oplett, Tovar says ELVEJO struggled to get information about the demolition, even as the plant was being taken apart. She says many of their questions remained unanswered afterward.
We had nothing. The city of Chicago had nothing to really share with us. IEPA also had really nothing to share with us.
Environmentalists saw what happened in Chicago and now worry the same kind of disaster could strike again at one of the many remaining facilities in the state. Half of Illinois' 23 coal-fired power plants have closed since 2009. Five more, including one southeast of St. Louis in Baldwin, are supposed to fully come offline this decade, and the remaining six are either shuttering some units or have no official retirement date.
We're hitting this big transition moment. All these power plants are going to close.
Andrew Rain is a civil engineer at Prairie Rivers Network, an organization that works on water, land, and pollution issues across Illinois.
We just don't have a plan, and it's coming. Across the state.
Only three coal plants have seen demolition activity so far, according to a spokesperson at the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. For the remaining plants, there aren't statewide rules for how a company must handle a demolition, besides meeting national emission standards for asbestos. Oplett says she learned this when contacting local officials and those at IEPA asking what regulations exist ahead of the Wood River Power Station demolition, which started last month.
Not once could anyone ever definitively say this company will have to be accountable. They were often pointing us back and forth, you know, at each other.
Tovar says ELVEJO's experience was similar, even after an environmental failure.
There was this just pointing fingers and blaming whichever department had to sign off, right? And the matter of fact is that everyone is to blame for when it came down to the botched implosion. There should be consequences.
She says the developer there ended up being fined $68,000 by the city of Chicago and paid another $370,000 to settle a case brought by the Illinois Attorney General.
These are all very low fines for a disaster that they caused.
Most of Illinois' coal-fired power plants are in more rural areas away from cities. But there are some plants in metro areas, like the Wood River Power Station, whose smokestacks are still standing. They will come down after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers finishes evaluating how their demolition might affect nearby levees. Oplett and Rain worry they'll release toxins into the air when they come down. Rain says all communities with a coal plant deserve to know they'll be safe when these power stations are eventually demolished.
You know, it's a transparency issue of like really understanding what does this process look like and how can people protect themselves. If there's no process, there's no way for the community to know what's going to happen.
He says more demolitions are inevitable, and without any regulations, more environmental problems are too. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.